For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson. Wisconsin's unemployment rate continues to decline after peaking at 14.1% in April due to COVID-19-related layoffs. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says their state's jobless rate fell from 8.6% in June to 7% in July. Employers added 25,500 private sector jobs last month. Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman says, quote, "We welcome the good news that Wisconsin continues to add jobs month over month, but Wisconsin is currently down over 216,000 private sector jobs over the year, with the vast majority of those declines occurring in the service-providing sector," end quote. The unemployment rate was 3.4% in July of 2019. Along with political conventions in late August, women have also been marking the 100th anniversaries of the right to vote and organizing. On June 10, 1919, Wisconsin became one of the first states to vote in favor of ratifying the 19th Amendment. By August 1920, 36 states had ratified the amendment recognizing women's suffrage rights. The League of Women Voters formed about the same time. Dorothy Skye of the League of Women Voters of the Northwoods says getting the vote was a long and at times painful journey to ratification. She says the idea of women voting was scoffed at.
When Wisconsin was having caucuses in 1846 and 1848 in preparation for becoming a state, the wise men gathered, and as kind of a bit of humor, somebody suggested that maybe they ought to give women and African Americans the vote. Well, everybody had a ha-ha and put that down right away.
But decades after calling for the right to vote, the legislature moved to ratify the 19th Amendment in 1919. But oddly enough, women voting was not given a final approval until more than a decade after it had passed.
But actually, the Wisconsin Constitution was not changed to give women the vote until 1934. So for the most part, Wisconsin kind of drug its feet a little bit as far as giving women the right to vote.
We have a longer interview with Dorothy Skye of the League of Women Voters on women's right to vote at WXPR.org. The 2020 Democratic National Convention was far from what most people expected at the beginning of the year, but some central Wisconsin delegates said they're pleased with how it all turned out given the circumstances. Lincoln County Democratic Party Chair Melissa Schroeder has been a delegate since 2000 and said the 2020 DNC provided unique opportunities.
Overall, I really think that going forward on either party may end up doing part of their conventions virtually. Seems to me it's been a little bit more intimate for me because I'm sitting here in my living room watching everything and being able to focus on exactly what's being said.
Preston Pagel thought organizers did a good job of bringing people together from across the country.
It includes all of America, so even if you're not a delegate, you feel like you're included in this.
The 2020 convention was Preston Pagel's first as a delegate. He's a UW-Whitewater student. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Marshfield Clinic Health System and the Center for Community Advancement have come up with a back-to-school guide to help parents and students get back to school amid COVID-19. Ken Kroll has more.
The importance of wearing a face mask, proper hand-washing techniques, emotional health, vaccination schedule, and tips for learning at home or school are just a few of the topics explored, says Dr. Jeff Clark, Marshfield Clinic Minocqua Center pediatrician.
That it acknowledges the difficult decisions that go into trying to make return to in-person school as safe as possible. But beyond that, it's also looking at the mental health of both students and their families.
He says the guide outlines risks, how a parent can do self-care, and how children can be brought into the safety practices with as little negative impact as possible. Clark says children need socialization.
The negative side effects of not getting together, not seeing one another, could outweigh the risk within, certainly through elementary school age.
Dr. Clark says the virus risk for elementary age students is lower than other students. He says having students do safe practices is important and disinfecting classrooms as often as possible, but then let them interact as they normally would. There's a link to the Back to School Guide 2020 at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Your forecast for today is partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon with a high near 78. Tonight, that chance of showers and thunderstorms increases to around 50%, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Sunday, mostly sunny, a 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. Monday is supposed to be mostly sunny with a high near 81. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.